getting rid of us that easy.
There's an evil on these seas that even the most staunch and bloodthirsty pirates have come to fear.
Brooklyn's John B. Lightning.
Getting paid to put those hours in. I'm John Lightning with the big guy, Big Steve, continuing with you at johnlightning.com, where we're going to go long, not very long, but, you know, we're going to stick around just a while longer and chit chat with you. This will be, if we don't hear from him, I have to get the business out of the way. I have no idea, you know, one of the reasons why we've been doing the overtime segments is to sate the needs of our telephone device oriented listenership, which has proven to be rather large, approached 200 listeners there at one point. We have done the overtime in part to satisfy their need, their desperate urge for more John Lightning and company. And the last couple of weeks, I have no idea if we've even been going out using that facility. Big guy, you were supposed to look into that this week. What's the rub, Bob?
See, there was a problem with a couple of the servers that, so we've only been getting like small hits off one of the servers. Two of the servers have been working, and they were trying to fix that up, and I was supposed to really get into...
I'd like to know. I'm wondering if that was resolved for this week.
I was supposed to try to get in touch with...
I hate when I hear I was supposed to. Yeah. But do you want me to start posting the stuff in the news groups? Why am I not seeing John Lightning's show in the news groups?
It's up there. I put it up Monday.
Okay, good. Because I think we're about 9 years behind. Thank you if it finally got up there. I have to check on these things. Okay, because it's kind of important to know that, because we do like to pass along additional infotainment and feedback for those of you that are listening via that route. I noted some weeks the audience has been quite massive there. The audience easily most weeks doubling that we get on our website, which is kind of frustrating for me, because we do our damnedest to provide excellent audio quality in full stereophonic sound at our website. And we do that because we realize that a lot of people, particularly after having listened to this show for many years on shortwave, would like to hear something in real sound quality. And as the sound quality is severely compromised and dumbed down for the shortwave listeners, we encourage those of you with good computers and good computer speaker setups to listen on the internet, because it's the best way to hear the show without all the sparking and sizzling and cracking and real fidelity. I think that's swell. Yet a lot of you like to listen on those telephone devices, probably because that's the only way you can. And we do appreciate it, and we show our appreciation by doing this overtime segment for you. What do we got going on there, big guy? Go ahead, get on your microphone and tell me what's going on.
I'm just talking to the caller, and he would like to know if he's going to go on the air.
He might as well, whoever he is. I don't know, but we'll put him on the air as soon as you hang up the phone. Matter of fact, the sooner you hang up the phone, the sooner we might put that caller on the air. By the way, who is on the line there? No sense, you know,
it's
typing
Cracker.
What the fuck we want to talk to him for?
I'm asking you.
No, you didn't tell me who to call. It's in effect another 11L R&I staffer, yep, so to speak. You know, somebody that programs on us. Every week I beg somebody new to call. I mean, nothing against the Cracker there. He's out of his mind. But, you know, you've got to try and get in touch with Bill, like preferably tonight. You really, I need to know, because if there is a problem with that server, I'm going to get some extra sleep the next couple of weeks until it's up and fully operational, rather than going into overtime for a select few. Although we love you out there in the select few, don't we?
I hope so.
No, I hope so. You're the one that what a schmuck. All right. The number is 718-633-3010 for anybody that wants to call in now, realizing that you can go long now. You can take your time. Right? I don't feel like doing a lot of chit-chatting. I've been doing that for the last 3 hours. Now I can lay back a little and interact with you. One of the reasons for, once again, having 3 hours of airtime. How many times have I heard this, John? But it's true. It was to interact with you. It was to get listeners fully involved in the program. program. Sadly, that has not been the case now for many, many months. And yes, I have chosen to a great degree for that to be the case because I'm tired of the same old callers with delivering the same old shitty calls. Maybe that can change. Maybe you can help that to change. If you think you can, 718-633-3010 is how you affect change and what's more important than affecting change in this country. Right now, instead of change, we'll bring you a little more of the same old, in the form of Brother Cracker. Good evening, sir. You're live on JohnLightning.com.
Yeah, hey, Johnny. I was just sitting here pondering to myself. I was saying to self, I said, self, you know, Johnny needs new callers, so there's no time in taking up the valuable air time, you know. I'll just wait until after hours.
And, that was nice of you.
You know, do another worthless call, you know.
Thank you for letting everybody listening know that right off the top so that they can tune out.
Well, did you know that Big Steve Cole hosted a celebrity rehab at the Winterfest last night at midnight?
Yeah. I have no idea what you're talking
about.
That
was the Pancho Villa broadcast that we did this year. You know, it had to do with Amy Winehouse and Britney Spears doing rehab at the same time. It was a nice little bit, which, of course, you don't air, so I didn't bring it this
Well,
time.
Of course. Were they hooked up in the same room?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. With a number of other celebrities, too, you know. That's how the pirate broke it.
Steve, wasn't Britney Spears there, too?
Yes, both of them. I just said that. Yeah,
that's right.
Both played by the same person, no less.
Oh, it's hilarious, man. It's hilarious. Good old pirate.
All right, thank you for talking about what other shows did. When is anybody that calls this show going to get it? I don't give a flying Willenda what happened on any other show.
Okay, how about this? Johnny, I love you. You're the greatest radio personality that's ever existed.
Keep going.
I aspire to be just like you. Okay, one of these days.
Come on.
Master editor. Just like you, I am going to be as good as you.
Not a chance.
Not better one of these days.
Not a chance.
Did producing and production, man.
In your wet dreams, man. Never happened.
Good, Johnny.
Never happened.
I'm better than John.
You could aspire, you could desire, you can want to be as good as me, but it ain't going to happen.
Well, there are people, you know, that do aspire to be as good as you, you know, so you should be pretty doggone proud of yourself.
Well, actually, in the sense that I am, if indeed there are people that listen to this show and think, hey, you know, great production values, everything is so well done, I'd like to be able to put on a radio show as good as that. If I can inspire people to actually do that, I've been successful here.
Have you ever gone?
What a crock!
Have you seen this product at the grocery store called sliced bread?
I wonder about that.
I've heard of it. I don't know that I've ever had it.
Really?
It's like, you know, I mean, I need to crawl out of the dark ages, man. You know, it's kind of like getting milk out of a jug, you know, instead of out of, you know, like the cow.
Wow.
Okay.
How about a plastic carton?
A plastic carton. They have those?
Plastic lined paper cartons. They still have them some places.
Can I get my face on one?
Sure.
Yeah, we'd appreciate that because that would mean you've gone missing.
No doubt. Have you seen this guy?
Oh, boy, would I love that. I haven't heard from the Cracker in weeks now.
Yeah, actually, you know, Steve, that wouldn't be a bad idea, man. I wonder how much it'd cost to get one of those, you know, the people in Johnny that delivered the milk in Johnny's neighborhood. Have you seen this person, you know, to put his face on a milk jug?
We'll have somebody put you on a T-shirt next year.
Actually,
boy, you're a funny guy. I need help here, folks.
I was already on a T-shirt, man. Oh, well. But so, Steve, did you get to meet George Zeller?
Of course I did. I've known George.
Yeah, George is a pretty cool cat, man.
Yes. Who the hell is he?
He's a great pirate reporter. He's written books on the subject.
Oh, because I know that. I recognize the name, but I don't know who the guy actually is.
Yeah, he's actually quite a character.
Yeah, well, then why hasn't he written anything about the extravaganza?
He's had his cheese hat on.
Why hasn't he written anything about the extravaganza?
Because it's not a pirate.
So that's all he covers? He covers strictly pirates?
Yeah, but...
He's a relatively useless asshole.
I'll bring George down here one of these. I'll show you the picture of George later.
Who cares?
Steve, do please do show Johnny's picture.
So on my camera.
It was like when he would bring me photos of this bozo looking motherfucker.
Yes.
I forget the guy's name that attends all these affairs.
Yes, that's Jay.
Jay who? What is that asshole's
Jay
name?
Jay Schmilkstein.
Schmilkstein. That tells you very much. Anybody with a name like Schmilkstein has got to be a real Galvone.
Jay showed up this year, I heard.
Yep.
All right, well, he's walking right, sit down in front of you. My God, pay attention to your function tonight. Don't be getting up and walking over to this side of the room to show me what's on the back of your fucking T-shirt. Do your producerly duties, huh? Because otherwise, your benefits are over.
Are you getting paid here? Yes?
Steve, you didn't share a room with Jay this year, did you?
No. I actually shared last night with Tim Tron.
He wouldn't be sharing a room with that bozo motherfucker. He'd be sharing a big top.
Share the room, actually. I could not. I was too tired to drive home last night, so Tim Tron lent me some space in his room. Because let's put this, he came down alone this year, and of course, every room has two beds. So rather than just put the old transmitter on it, you know, I was on it, you know, for a couple hours.
It's rolling.
Yeah, I've heard some very, very vile stories about Bozo.
Wow, this is too exciting for me.
It's ironic that Johnny knows about Bozo, though. What's up with that?
We showed him the pictures, and we told him the legend, and he's heard it directly by listening to Alan Wiener Worldwide.
Okay, well, the next question is, Johnny.
Oh, God, I was hoping there wouldn't be one. Wrap it up, will you?
Do you ever make any trips upstate? I mean, I know that you run that rail system up between New York and Albany there. And if I'm not mistaken, Mount Kisco is a stop along that rail, isn't it?
That's a stop on the Metro North Railroad. Yes, I've been known to be seen around those parts, you know.
Okay, yeah. You've been known to be seen around Mount Kisco then, right, John?
Yes, that's not that far north of here. You know, about 50 miles or so.
Okay. You ever go to the A&P at Mount Kisco?
Why do you ask?
Well, I'm just kind of curious. They have some rather infamous payphones here at the A&P in Mount Kisco.
Now, how would you know about that?
Because I heard it on the radio.
Okay.
Jay lives in Mount Kisco, and he hangs out over there, uses the phone over there, because I don't think he has one in his house anymore.
To call radio stations and harass and aggravate and annoy?
Particularly Alan Wiener.
Boy, am I glad we discussed this. All right, Cracker, I would thank you for the phone call, but it was typically superfluous, so why bother? This is the A Little Bit of Everything Radio Extravaganza. We're in overtime, and I don't know why. I don't know why, but see, I'll keep it to a concise 15 minutes, particularly as we haven't heard from Bill in 3 weeks now, so I don't know that we're not broadcasting to more than a couple of dozen people on the internet if there are that many people still alive. And why do I want to expend my energies for that purpose,
Well, I don't know. I know he won't put you on 990 because the F-bombs that come in, he's scared. He's not like Alan Wiener.
See, I don't understand any of this. And when you do it like that, you confuse people. What do you mean he wouldn't put me on 990? What's a 990?
That's the station he owns there, 150 watts at night. And unfortunately,
150 watts?
Yeah.
Ooh, how many people is that station?
Right into the middle is it Mennonite country or is it to...
I don't care. Wherever it is, it seems irrelevant. 150. My hair dryer puts out 1,500 watts. My goodness, if I could hook the audio output of this system into my hair dryer, we could go, man. We'd be heard all around the town there, or at least we'd reach a goodly section of Brooklyn. And sometimes I think that's where we made the error. There's something like. There are dozens of pirate radio stations on the air in the Metroplex area, and the vast majority of them are broadcasting out of Brooklyn, and we're not one of them anymore. We haven't been one of them for over 20 years now, and listening to what they do, boy, this would be many steps up. What was going on over there? Getting pranked even at this point? Silly. Okay, yeah, I was hoping it was somebody that would be important, but anybody of any importance is probably calling another show or now into the REM portion of their nightly snooze. So I think I'll start mine and start it early tonight because Mike is not here to, as usual, take 20 minutes gathering his shit together to get out of here. It's the same every week. The show ends, and Mike, our producer, takes all his time putting everything away. And by the time I say, okay, Mike, got to get you guys out of here, got to get to bed, usually about 45 minutes later, fucker has finally wrapped it up, and I want to throttle him. So thankfully, he didn't show up tonight. And did you notice, big guy, did you notice the degree to which it affected the quality of the program tonight? although I was so looking forward to another one of his fantastic headline sets.
But. You're too used to him being here. I mean, I'm looking at the monitor, I see it goes off, and I say, oh, I got to get up and turn it. Then you go, look this way, and you make the turn the thing, and you give me all the hand signals. It's just that I saw it. I didn't feel like doing it. That's what it is. You're so used to berating Mike,
but you know. But that's the job of somebody sitting in the big green used to be comfy chair before Mike's fat ass wore it out about 10 years or so ago. In the 20-plus years that he's been dealing with me, think about that. 20-plus years of dealing with John Lightning. Truly sad. Truly sad for those of you still listening. The listening is about to conclude. That's right. I'm about to get out of here. With thanks, as always, to all of you that that took time out from what was probably an anything but busy Sunday evening to confabulate with us. So until we reconvene here at johnlightning.com next week, as usual, about a half hour before airtime with some of the best musical programming available anywhere, to be followed, of course, by the best talk radio anywhere, I shall remain John Lightning. Next Sunday, more of the same and more interesting, trenchant, exciting radio will be coming your way at johnlightning.com and, of course, from 8 until 11 Eastern Daylight Savings Time at Planet Radio at 7.415. That's WBCQ. Any last words there, big guy?
Nope.
Okay, that's good enough. Bye-bye. Makes it simple for me to say thank you all. Bye, you all.